The Hoist, giving local music a lift.
Now, we are super duper lucky. We are joined on the line by Amy Pez. Of course, FM, you will know her as Quails. Amy, how are you going?
Good. How are you guys?
Very, very well, thank you.
That's good.
So, Amy, congratulations on the release of your latest single, Origami. So, it's been out for a little over a month now. So, how's the reception been so far?
Really good. At first, it was a little bit of a slow burn. Obviously, I had a lot of people close to me who checked out the song and were showing it a lot of support. But it was only probably in the last week or week and a half that Triple J started playing it, FBI in Sydney, which is a local radio station, started playing it, and then it just kind of attracted a whole bunch of attention from everywhere.
Feels like it was a word-of-mouth thing kind of from your fans and saying, no, everyone has to hear this, and now all the radio's playing it.
Yeah, well, I hope so. You kind of, like, I'm someone who expects results straight away, which is, I'm really hard on myself, really, a lot of pressure on myself, so I was kind of like, by the second day, no one was really, like, talking about it. I wasn't getting any radio play, so I was kind of like, what's going on? And then, you know, after a month or 6 weeks or so, yeah, it started picking up some traction, which is really nice.
So going kind of on this idea that you are a little strict and hard on yourself, I know late last year you made it kind of public that perhaps you were thinking of having a hiatus from the project. So what kind of changed your mind in between now and then?
That's a great question. I think I struggle. I think a lot of people who are, you know, involved in creative endeavours tend to struggle. I've got, you know, bad anxiety at times, which makes me kind of think everything I'm doing is terrible. No one cares. No one likes it. I think the only advice and what I did was, you just have to write it out. You have to, you know, sit in the shitty dark times and then hope they pass. And when they do pass, you've got a bit more clarity. Your head's a bit clearer. You've got support from your friends and family. And just sort of having that and then push you and their positivity is enough to get through it.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, if you do want to get in contact, and if you are struggling out there yourselves, just get in contact with Lifeline on 13 11 14. Now, Amy, Origami is a beautiful blend of piano, some awesome synths, back with these really well-used drum beats, it almost sounding like an EDM song coming out of the UK from the 90s. What was the writing process to create these sounds?
I listen to a lot of different music. I'm not kind of like stuck on, you know, house music or R&B or pop music. I honestly listen to so much stuff, like from jazz to R&B, to hip-hop, to, you know, Troye Sivan and stuff like that. So I get influences from everywhere and anywhere. My process with writing is I start off with a simple piano or vocal melody or anything, something like that, and I tend to just let it go. I know it sounds kind of a bit silly, but where it's going to go on its own. And the breakbeat was just kind of something I thought, hey, this will take it somewhere a little bit different to what I normally do. I'm loving breakbeats at the moment. It's probably done to death and people are probably over it, but I still love them. So that's kind of where it ended up going organically, and it just, yeah, it's great.
So we're talking interesting sounds and beats with it musically, but then lyrically we're exploring these themes of delicate and muffled struggles of one person's affection for another. Can you take us through what was the mindset exactly when you penned those lyrics?
Yeah, of course. Most of the stuff I write is very relationship-based and very, you know, observing the relationship between two people, be it in a romantic relationship or otherwise. This particular song is looking at, you know, when you're giving everything to a romantic relationship, or you're wanting it to go somewhere, and the other person is just kind of, you know, shut off to being open and letting something go somewhere amazing. so just kind of, I guess, trying to delve into that psyche of being closed off and just, you know, at the same time being really attractive and appealing the way that, like, Origami, I know it sounds really obvious, but, you know, it's stunning art form.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you are two EPs deep, and you've just obviously released the recent single Origami. Is this a hint at a larger body of work for yourself?
It's definitely a bucket list thing to put out an album, but I think it's probably a tad premature at the moment. I probably will be doing another EP later on this year, and then depending on how that sort of goes, then yeah, maybe 2020 is an album.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you've also had some of your music played on some incredible TV shows like US crime drama Lucifer, even getting into making its way to MTV's Catfish. How does this process come about?
So that's through my publisher, who's really amazing. He's just got a bit of a network, and he sends the songs out to, you know, shows or music departments for films and things like that. And it's I don't know too much about the process, but I know it's very lucky for someone in a music department to hear your song and go, hey, that's exactly what we wanted for this scene, or, you know, these closing credits or whatever. So it's been a bit of luck, but also some hard work on behalf of my publisher.
I feel like the behind-the-scenes people, they're kind of like that secret... what's the word I'm looking for here? They're underappreciated, in my opinion. Like, the fact that they were able to make that happen for you, and now you've got all these international people listening to your music through...
Oh, 100%. That's 100%.
It's incredible. It must be an amazing feeling, almost surreal, in a sense.
Yeah, it is. I have, as well, people who will randomly send a Facebook message or reach out on Instagram, and it's people who say, oh, I'm with the song on Lucifer, and, like, I can't stop listening to music. Like, it helped me through... like, a really bad time, or, like, honestly, that stuff, I get that, like, first thing I wake up because it's on the other side of the world, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
That's, yeah.
That's so huge.
It'd be the best start to any morning, I reckon, and just extra spring in your step kind of thing. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, 100%.
So we are about to play this track, Origami, and is there anything you would like to tell us, maybe to intro in before we're about to play this piece of music?
Oh, okay. I hope that you guys really like it, and I hope that you can either listen to it and zone out, or dance to it, or do whatever it is you like to do, and hopefully keep your ears peeled for more stuff from me.
Well, Amy, thank you so very much for joining us on the air. We very much look forward to playing the track soon.